The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors, all because of my name. It will lead you to give testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking, so that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or to refute you. You will even be handed over by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and some of you will be put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair in your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. These scriptures are all eschatology, dealing with the end of the world, but let me just forego the scriptures for a moment and say one or two words about Thanksgiving. The airports are packed. People will travel. Many of us will be involved in traveling, long or short, to celebrate Thanksgiving. We are all seeking a home. Home is not a place. Home is an experience. And there's some deep sense inside of us that for every one of us, we're seeking a home. Therefore, the greatest burden and the greatest poverty of Thanksgiving is reserved for those who are alone, those who are lonely. You might keep that in mind. Might be good to call somebody or to greet somebody or visit somebody whom you think is very lonely. Today would be a good day because tomorrow you are already bound by some commitments to be with your family in a place, but also in an experience you'll call home. Go back 400 years when the pilgrims came, and they were welcomed by Native Americans. Must be one of the very few times when there was a sense of harmony between visitors, like the pilgrims, and the Native Americans. And they celebrated their belonging with a meal. Surely that must be seen in history as sacramental. They made God present. The pilgrims were religious people. The Native Americans had their own sense of who God is in all of creation. Somehow, when they brought their differences together, they found a place called home. That's important to keep in mind, because when we gather around tables tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we're told don't discuss religion or politics. That's because some who gather are so childish, they cannot abide a difference of opinion. Their presumed wisdom is unassailable, and they have to correct people. That's not home. Home is a place of hospitality. Home is a place of understanding, a place of uniqueness, where each person, unique and different opinions, can find hospitality. That must be true for the church. When we look back at the history of Thanksgiving, and how even in the most difficult of times in the history of our country, people gathered for Thanksgiving. Even it was confirmed as a national ideal here during the Civil War. So there's some teaching here for us to make Christ present, to make Christ present in our homes, wherever we go, to make Christ present in kindness and in understanding, in blessing differences of opinion, differences of lifestyle, differences of life choice. But somehow to take this moment and confirm the presence of Christ in all people who wish to gather and find an experience of home. So that's important for us. And today, as we anticipate Thanksgiving tomorrow, today is a very good day where we could contact people or reach out or visit somebody. It has a special meaning today and tomorrow that will be gone after Thanksgiving has passed. It will be renewed during the Christmas season, of course. We're all looking for home at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. And in some ways, it's an important teaching for the church. People come to church looking for a spiritual home. Difference of opinion, difference of belief, of struggle, of searching, but looking for a place of welcome. So let our homes and our families and our church be a place where we'll truly celebrate Christ's presence in kindness and in welcome. In that way, we will make Thanksgiving what it was in its origins, a holy place. Amen. We'll pause now for a moment of prayer.